Hello, well, I thought I'd do an audio boo about the past couple of days because it's been a really good few days. On Sunday night, as you know, it was a rehearsal with the Mandolin Band, which you'll have seen on Twitter, and that was really good. We went through this new song, I can't remember the name of it, but it's a waltz type song. We also went through Blue by You and one or two others. So it was a really good rehearsal. I was at work yesterday and I'm just off to work any minute now today. I'm just sitting waiting for the taxi. I thought I'd do this boo while I'm waiting. And apart from that though, I've had some fun times on Skype. I was on there last night and the night before and had a couple of pretty late nights on Skype. And it was really good fun. Last night we were all playing with quite a few of the games on RS Games. We had a few games of Yahtzee. Then we were playing Uno. Then we moved on to Apples to Apples. And then we had a game of Monopoly. So it was fun, really good. And apart from that, as you also saw, if you saw Twitter, I also finally got Boxcar to work how I wanted it to work. Because I've gone back to using Tweetless, because I kind of like it more than the standard Twitter app. The standard one's all right, but I thought I wanted to go back to Tweetless, not only because it's nicer, but even though it doesn't do push notifications, obviously, which is the reason I got Boxcar to do them. When you get Boxcar to do push notifications, you can actually change the sound. It has a selection of sounds you can choose from, whereas the Twitter one, even though it shows you different sounds on the standard Twitter app, well, in settings when you set like your sounds for your ringtone and your text message tone, it lets you change it in there, but it kind of doesn't work. It always just defaults to do-do-do. But now I'm using Boxcar with Tweetlist. I've chosen the sound called Space. And now I can distinguish. And I've left Facebook using its standard push notifications. So Facebook does the standard do-do-do. Obviously, my text message tone, because it lets you change that. I've put one of the ones I've got on my phone, which was a custom one, which is the Mac startup chime. I've got that as my text message tone. And my Twitter is doing this space sound, which is powered by Boxcar. It's quite a cool sound. So now, even though I knew when I had messages, if the phone went doo-doo-doo, I didn't know whether it was a Facebook. When I was on the computer, I did, because if it was Twitter, I'd get it on the computer as well, but say if I was away from the computer when it made that sound, I didn't know whether it was a Facebook comment or a Twitter one. But now I do, which is brilliant. I quite like Boxcar. I may set up disable the Facebook notifications and enable Facebook with it, just so that I can do a different sound on that, but I haven't decided yet. I might leave it as the standard one. But it's cool, Boxcar, because what you do is you choose the services you want it to log in. So, for example, I chose Twitter. I logged in with my username and password, and then it comes up with the clients that you've got installed. So I chose Tweetlist. And I made it so that when I get tweets, it opens Tweetlist. You can have it either to open Tweetlist or open Boxcar. And I got it to open Tweetlist. And at first it wasn't doing the sound I wanted. It was still doing the standard sound. I don't quite get why. But yesterday it started working for us. So I was pleased about that. Anyway, I better pause this because the taxi will be here any second. So I'll say bye for now and I'll be back later. Oh, I've got choir and the buskers night tonight, so that'll be fun. Yay. So, bye for now.